This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to culture and the workplace. American orchestras are really white. For instance, Black and Latino musicians make up less than 5% of orchestra players. The National Alliance for Audition Support, that's 700 orchestras plus several nonprofits, has launched a training and funding project to get classical musicians of color into the auditions. From WLRN in Miami, Nadege Green observed the first training workshop.
Gabrielle Skinner is in a coaching session for auditions at the New World Symphony in Miami Beach. She's one of 18 musicians participating. Skinner plays an excerpt from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony on her viola. Skinner plays with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra in New York. She's Latina and says sometimes she's treated like an outsider in classical music spaces.
I've had experience of people being like, oh, she only got this because she's not white.
Musicians typically audition for orchestras behind a screen. That was introduced in the 1970s because orchestras were hiring so few women. The idea, judge blind and consider musicians solely on what they sound like. The screen did help get more women into orchestras, but it did very little for broader diversity. The challenges for Black and Latino musicians start long before they get to an audition.
Socioeconomic disparities, this is not a cheap field.
Samuel Thompson is a freelance musician in Baltimore. He's African American. And Thompson, who plays the violin, says as his love for the art form grew, so did the cost.
Not everyone has parents who can take out a second mortgage to buy their kid an instrument.
Professional quality instruments cost thousands of dollars. There's also the cost to travel for auditions.
But sometimes that could mean flying to LA to take an audition where maybe you play a minute and maybe you don't advance.
Jania Stegall is with Sphinx, a Detroit-based nonprofit that trains classical musicians of color. And she's the project manager for the National Alliance for Audition Support.
A lot of the time, being more successful in auditions means just going out and taking as many auditions as possible.
The Alliance received a $1.8 million grant for audition coaching sessions like the one in Miami Beach and travel expenses for orchestra auditions around the country. In Miami, I'm Nadege Green for Marketplace.